Motorways throughout Ireland and Lewis tracks in Dublin are to be surveyed by drones in an attempt to reduce the number of staff inspections. Now, earlier I spoke to Transport Infrastructure Ireland's Sean O'Neill, and I started by asking him, how's this going to work and what benefits will it have for us?
Well, Paul, primarily what it does is it allows you to use technology to do surveys. It's that simple. So, for example, if you and I were going out to survey a road or a bend on a road, we'd have to put in traffic management, we'd have to put cones in, we'd have to restrict traffic movements, and we'd also be in the way of potential harm, you know, people bombing around the corner maybe. So not only does, you know, this type of technology add to safety when doing survey work, it does the initial survey work for you. So it really does save not only in sort of the health and safety elements, but also in time.
So this isn't a drone now that you're sending up with a camera on it. Is there other technology?
Yes, well, what it is,
on board?
You're right. Basically what it is, you have two types of drones. You have the fixed wing, which is basically as it is. It's a kind of a winged looking, triangular looking craft. And then you have the multi-rotor wing. So basically it allows you to control it in different methods, but you attach as you see fit, and software is attached accordingly to do survey specific work. So it's not, you know, just taking a photo, it's more survey and that sort of work to understand the alignment of a track or the alignment of a road and areas that you need to detail in a follow-up survey, you know. So it saves a lot of time. And what you do is you obviously notify the public in the environs, you let people know you're doing it. There will be people there, but they won't be on the road. And you'll be basically dealing with the technology nearby. The elevation it's at, you're looking at about 100 meters, you know, and it'll be going up and down a road, for example, or a track. And I can give you sort of a time savings example.
Yeah, please.
On the Lucan line, my colleagues did a desktop survey. And for a survey they would have done, taking them approximately 12 months for a proper survey, with the drone technology they were estimating would take about 12 days. So that's the difference,
10
to 12
days.
Being reduced to 10 to 12 days. Yes. So that's the sort of survey difference.
That is extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. And that's the savings you're talking about. Now, this is a tabletop exercise they did to see the comparison.
Have we got the technology ready to roll?
We basically put a tender out. That's what this is basically about. We put a tender out. We're looking for the technology companies that can provide this service. There are a couple of them out there. And we're looking for the competitive tender prices coming in. And we will utilize it for this. Again, it's more of an industrial and commercial use. It's not something you'd see.
When would you envisage it being rolled out?
Probably in the next 6 months.
What kind of costs would you say?
Well, the tender process includes, you know, up to a maximum of, right? So you have a certain bid. I don't want to give away our pricing for the taxpayers' interest, but basically it's also inclusive of training, the software, and additional batteries and things like that. Some technological elements like certain lenses and things that we need. So, you know, it is a priced element, but the savings and time alone is significant.
So in the big picture, Sean, how much do you think this is going to help our transport infrastructure in the big picture?
In the big picture, it's like any tool. It's how you use it, and it's really a time-saving element. It's not the ultimate answer to surveying. It's really the initial survey process, and then you have to do detailed surveys as you go deeper into it. But it is going to save a lot of time on those initial steps, and that's really what you're talking about.
And before I let you go, I have to ask you, you know, there's a lot of controversy at the moment. I don't know what these are bedding in. The longer Lewis is causing a lot of traffic chaos. What's happening on that front at the moment?
Well, I think it's misplaced understanding of whether or not the longer Lewis or shorter Lewis. What it is you have too many bits of transport, you know, in one location. College Green is the example you're talking about. Mm. And getting sort of all of these elements into one location, you're going to have conflict. You know, people need to go north, south, east, west. The tracks are the tracks. So the Lewis itself has a guided path that they can't deviate from. Mm. So that's there. But I do think that the NTA and DCC are obviously working together to coordinate and help with the development of College Green, whether it be a pedestrianized zone and also encompassing restrictions for other vehicles.
So you're talking about
that.
A process of harmonization to balance up all the different elements of public transport so they will all just dovetail into each other and work?
Basically, Paul, that's it.
Seamlessly.
You articulated quite well. You should be in my business.
And very, very finally, are you confident that you will achieve that harmony?
You know what? Harmony is a thing where everyone involved has to be reaching the right note. So let's hope we all do that.
That was Sean O'Neill from Transport Infrastructure Ireland.